Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Let's get an update from the weekend here, because this one should have been super dramatic, man. When you're going to meet the husband's mistress, woo-hoo-hoo, and then set him up, it's going
to
be bad.
So juicy. So she had been married to her husband for 9 years, and everything was great. I mean, she had no inkling that there was anything wrong with their relationship. And so one day she actually goes to her friend's furniture store. She's like, looking for a dining room table, need to spruce up our space. So she goes and she tells her friend, hey, this is what I'm looking for. And she goes, the friend goes, well, your husband just came in like a week ago and bought a dining room table. Here's the receipt and everything. So now she's like, wait a second. He didn't buy a dining room table. We don't have anything at our house. So she went on like this whole deep dive and found out that he has been supporting a mistress, like paying for bills, paying for a condo. So she had to confront the mistress. Ends up going to the condo, shows up. Mistress is super freaked out, had no idea. And she's like, hey, can we talk? Mistress is like, yes, but in the parking lot. They go to the parking lot. And she didn't give us any of the juicy details about, you know, what had been going on. But we did find out that she had plans to confront the husband at a restaurant with the mistress. I thought this was a terrible idea, but she's going through with it. And now we're going to find out what happened.
I read the headline to an article this weekend. It was very almost similar to this, except when the wife and the mistress ended up meeting, they liked each other so much that they went on vacation together.
I have a podcast episode like this.
Is that
right? They have matching t-shirts that said, my husband divorced me and all I got was his mistress. And they say sometimes they wear them out to like dinner and stuff.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
All right, so Kristen has the email update.
As my husband and I were driving to the restaurant, I contemplated texting the mistress and nixing the whole thing. He could tell something was off with me. I lied, said I started my period and wasn't feeling great. He asked if I'd prefer to go back home. It was the way he said it, like he'd be relieved to not have dinner with me. That's when I knew I had to go through with it. We got to the restaurant, sat down at a booth. I purposefully sat down first to make sure I had a view of the door. I didn't want him to see her come in, and I wanted that heads up before she sat down. The plan was for her to arrive about 30 minutes after us. 30 minutes came and went. Then 45. Then an hour. We were finishing up our entrees, and I was convinced she had decided to bail. I couldn't blame her because I had contemplated the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where on paper you see it in the movies and it works out flawlessly. But when you're really in it, you're like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah. We declined dessert from our server. And as he walked away to get our check, there she was.
Oh, she showed up.
Walking towards our booth. My heart started pounding and I scooted in to make room for her. She sat down without saying a word and we both stared at him.
I want the video so bad.
He was utterly speechless.
I bet.
You could see the wheels spinning at warp speed. I took the lead and said, this is Ariana. She's a new friend of mine. Turns out we have something in common. We've both been lied to by you.
I would have thrown up.
Just disappeared.
Right there on the table.
He started to speak, but in quotations, Ariana shut him down and told him it was time for him to listen. She spoke her piece. I spoke mine. Without him ever saying a word, we both got up and left. Neither one of us had any interest in what he had to say because we knew we couldn't trust or believe him. I'm staying at my sister's while he and I handle our separation. She's breaking her condo lease, which he's on the hook for because it's in his name, Yikes. And crashing with a friend until she gets on her feet. The moment was incredibly satisfying, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't heartbroken. It's going to take time, but I'm ready for this chapter to be closed so I can focus on myself and my healing. Thanks for going on this wild ride with me. Just promise to continue to make me laugh each morning because I could definitely use it.
Yeah. Wow. This is, of course, you got to sit in this kind of heartbreak. It's a brutal way to break up right here. Very dramatic, but you're going to have to sit in this a while. This really, really sucks bad.
I'm impressed. She seems like she's really ready to move on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of expected, even if she like actually confronted the husband, which she inevitably did, which I thought was a bad idea at first, I thought she was going to kind of drag it out because like 9 years of marriage with someone is not nothing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very impressed with you wanting to cut that cord because I think it is the healthiest thing for you.
Yeah, this is going to take time, like she said, to process, but I am not mad at how they handled this at all. I'm with Bert on wishing it was a video. And like you always say, it's one of those things that you see and you know people want to do, but you don't actually do it. And they did it, and I can only imagine what that felt like for him.
Man, the amount of strength that they had to channel in order like to go through with that.
Yes.
And now the strength she's going to have to channel to get through a separation. But girlfriend, Bert Show's here for you.
The Bert Show.